Good evening. It's 6 o'clock for WXPR News. I'm Miranda Vanderleest. The creator of Kovac Planetarium in Monaco is calling on the community to save his planetarium. Frank Kovac built a 2-ton, 22-foot diameter globe behind his house in Monaco over 10 years ago and borrowed more than $100,000 to build it. Kovac hoped he would make enough money from admission fees to pay the debt off, but he says the slow winter traffic has been sinking his business. He says spring and summer months are usually busy, but if nothing changes, he plans to put his creation, his land, and home for sale sometime during the fall. Kovac started a fundraiser in late 2015 that only raised a couple thousand of his $100,000 goal. He says he's confident his community will pull through this time around.
Because it's not just neat, it's historical. It's the largest mechanical globe planetarium in the world, and there's something to say about that. This is the only one in the whole world that is portraying the night sky with beautiful glow-in-the-dark paint, where people, when they sit in there, they're just so overwhelmed. They say, where's the ceiling? It disappeared. And that's why it's so unique, because it's home-built, too. So it's got a lot of heart and soul into it, and it's known as one of the top attractions in the North Woods here.
Kovac says he will have to make a decision by September about whether or not he will sell the planetarium. He says he can't speak to the future of it, but says should a new owner take over, they should have an appreciation of what the planetarium is and what it means.
I guess it depends on who would acquire it. The person that might acquire it might have other plans. I can't see the planetarium being disassembled and just having someone wanting it for their own enjoyment, because it's actually a museum more than just someone's private little attraction, you know. So I would say it would continue. I would believe that is what somebody would want it to do.
Kovac has a GoFundMe account set up. He's raised nearly $6,500 of his $100,000 goal. For more information, visit his Facebook or GoFundMe page, and those links are available on our website at wxpr.org. And an international club dedicated to community service is celebrating its 100th year, and local branches are coming together for a centennial celebration in Lac des Flambeaux this weekend. The Boulder Junction Lions Club and nearly 60 other Lion and Lioness clubs across 8 northern Wisconsin counties will meet April 21st and 22nd at Lake of the Torches Casino Conference Center for breakout sessions and trainings. President Jeff Lucas highlights this year's convention.
We have a very moving ceremony. It's called the Service of Remembrance. And that's an hour-long service, which is held on Friday evening. And we just recognize the Lions who have passed away since the last convention. And, it's their name is flashed up there in a PowerPoint presentation, and family members go up there with a lighted candle, and they light the candle of their loved ones, and then they receive a rose on the way back.
Lucas says guest speakers will be a focal point of the convention.
We've also invited a guest speaker. His name is Mr. Lenny Quinn. And he will be our keynote speaker, and he's going to talk about the Leader Dog program as well as the Prison Puppy program. And he's blind, and he's been here before, and he's very moving, very inspirational.
Other featured guest speakers will include the International Director and past Council Chair. The theme for the convention is the Roaring Twenties. For more information, contact Jeff Lucas, and his contact information is available on our webpage at wxpr.org. Walking or posing for photos along railroad tracks and fishing from rail bridges have at least two things in common. They're illegal, but most importantly, they're potentially deadly. Dave Simon, head of the Wisconsin DOT's Rails and Harbors section, talked with the DOT's Rob Miller about the dangers of railroad tracks and yards.
There are plenty of good places to go walking, fishing, or to pose for photos, but one location that's always off limits is railroad property. Dave Simon, head of the Wisconsin DOT's Rails and Harbors section, says trains can appear suddenly at any time of day.
I think the big problem here is that people don't really recognize that this is unsafe behavior. People are often posing for photos on the railroad tracks or fishing from the railroad bridges, or whatever the reason, they're on private property and they can be cited for trespassing. They don't often appreciate the dangers of what they're doing.
Distractions like cell phones and music players enhance the risks. According to data compiled by the Federal Railroad Administration, of the four people who died in rail-related crashes in Wisconsin last year, two were trespassers. This is Rob Miller reporting.
And your forecast for tonight, a 30% chance of rain showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, lows around 37 degrees. Your Wednesday, a chance of rain showers in the afternoon time, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs near 51 degrees. That's your news for this Tuesday evening. Stick around for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. For WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.